China, victory of pro-democracy candidates should end protests in Hong Kong. By Ben Q on November 25, 2019. Chinese state media declared on Monday that the success of pro-democracy candidates in the Hong Kong District Council election Sunday should end the city's mass demonstrations against Beijing's interference. Despite fears the vote could be disrupted or rigged, opposition candidates made unprecedented gains in Sunday's district council elections, with 17 of the city's 18 councils now controlled by pro-democracy candidates. The 18th, Islands District, gave 8 of its 10 seats to pro-China candidates without putting them on the ballot, thus securing them for the establishment. Although district councillors hold little regional political power and tend to deal with local issues such as bus routes, the election was widely seen as a referendum on Hong Kong's pro-China chief executive Carrie Lam after months of unrest, protests, and violent attacks on unarmed protesters by pro-communist thugs. China and pro-Beijing campaigners had hoped the election would show a groundswell of support for a so-called silent majority. Although this did not materialize, as many of the region's leading pro-Beijing candidates lost their seats. More than 2.9 million people cast their votes, a turnout of 71% compared to 47% in 2015. In an editorial by state propaganda newspaper Global Times, China conceded that pro-democracy candidates defeated their pro-establishment opponents but made its own interpretation of the result. The establishment should avoid becoming bureaucratic and harness the alleged anti-protest sentiment in the country, the newspaper claimed. According to experts and observers, an implicit reference to the Chinese state, their success is not proof that the majority of Hong Kongish support the ongoing mass demonstrations against communist China, but that voters were most interested in ending the violence that has rocked the city since April. Citing Tang Fei, a member of the Council of the Chinese Association of Hong Kong and Macau Studies, the Global Times claimed the vote for pro-democracy candidates does not mean voters will stand with violence, radicals, and Hong Kong separatists, declaring that ending riots and chaos remains the utmost desire shared by Hong Kong society. This is a particular year, as we experience particular elections and have abnormal results, he said, adding that heaven and earth have been turned upside down. Ho's defeat triggered champagne-fueled celebrations on the streets of Hong Kong. The Times also argued that the outcome was a result of bad election tactics and the pro-China camp's failure to effectively communicate its message of stability. Observers noted that this election showed obvious disadvantages of the pro-establishment camp, who either can't or don't know how to communicate with younger residents, they noted. In the future, they should strengthen youth outreach efforts and effectively respond to their demands, as it would bring hope to Hong Kong's future. Follow Ben Q on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.